Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, sitting alongside my good pal, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good.
You haven't fired me yet, so we're off to a great start in this show.
I know it. And you know what? Mike hasn't fired either one of us,
that's
but
true.
He's coming back from Rio at some point,
well,
right?
This is my last show here with you because next week I won't be able to be here. And I think the week after Mike's back. So I would like to officially state on the show that your intro music is a lot better than mine.
Well, we're doing the best we can
to
catch up with Gwinnett, right?
Well, it's awesome. And I'm so glad to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. And you've got something to tell us about over there.
I do. But beyond the theme music, I also want to let you know that we're in the Roswell of Infinity Studios. And Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, John, you or anyone else can visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
Outstanding. Stephen, so it's great to have you with me, but also
it's even better to have
all our guests.
Absolutely.
Because without our guests, we wouldn't be here, right? So let me welcome Bonnie Malden. Bonnie is with the Malden Group. We also have Jack Tuzinski. Jack is with Family Life Publications. And finally, Kathy Guidry. Kathy is with Minuteman Press of Alpharetta. But first, let's turn to Bonnie Malden. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You're with the Malden Group. Tell us about the Malden Group.
Yes, the Malden Group is an internet marketing and public relations agency out of Roswell, Georgia. We've been around for about 3 years now, and we specialize in helping small to mid-sized companies thrive and shine online so they can attract their ideal customers.
I think I know the answer to this question, but so what's the best way for a small business to market themselves, Bonnie?
Well, a small business needs to start with a strong online presence, and that can start with a website where you have all of the features of the product or service, pictures, and strong media like a radio show like this one and video on that website. Also, you want to make sure you're listed on all of the online directories like Yellow Pages, Super Pages, GPS mapping systems like MapQuest and Google Plus. These are some of the great ways to market a small business online.
Stephen, I misspoke. I don't think I knew all the answers to that question. Bonnie gave a whole lot of answers to how a small business should market themselves.
More than what you thought, right?
So,
well, so Bonnie, I was going to ask, when a small business owner hears the phrase internet marketing, I think there's a ton of things that go through their head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people have different types of experiences. So if you're talking with a small business owner, where do you want to start? What are some of the myths that they might have running through their head that they've probably read on the internet? So therefore, it must be true. What are some things that are running through their head that you kind of want to show them the truth of what you guys can do and how you can help them?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of shady characters in my line of work. So they'll come up with big, bold claims saying, we'll get you number one on Google. All you have to do is pay us $20. And that's simply not true. Google is very sophisticated. They have a complex set of algorithms that they use to determine who should be on the first page. And it takes a strategic plan in order to prove to the search engines that your website and your content is the best to be presented to people looking for your service. So some of the things that we do for our clients include, making sure you have a very strong website, one that is, beautiful and coded correctly with the right content, and one that is so impressive. People can actually find it, and people like what they see when they read it, and then they want to contact you to move forward with that service that you offer. Another thing is social media. It's taking over, you guys. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. These are the major players nowadays, and YouTube. And so making sure you have a presence there allows people to find you and allows people that you know to stay in touch with you and your business.
So you're starting with the foundation of the website and then starting to kind of build on it from there. So I loved your answer. I think that's great. I love the comment of $20, you know, give me $20 and I'll get you first on Google. Yeah, that and some other words and they'll get you a nice meal somewhere. So let me also then ask, so how do you help a business owner define success when it comes to their online marketing? When they start working with you, what are some things you're going to try and work with them to show, this is how we'll know that we're doing well. This is what you need to be looking out for. Apart from, wow, once I started working with you and I got the website, I got a few phone calls. I mean, that's obviously an easy one to track, mm-hmm. but how do you measure success?
Great question, Steve. So a great way to measure success is to determine how much a client is worth to you, how much a conversion is worth to you. A conversion means someone actually found your information and they picked up the phone and they called you. A conversion is when someone saw your website and subscribed to your newsletter. A conversion can also be when someone finds your website, join your social media pages, and fill out a contact form on that website to show that they're interested. So you just want to track all of those conversions and determine which are the most valuable to you. And then you can start numbering how many people actually came to the site, filled out the form, joined the social media page, subscribed to the newsletter, picked up the phone and called.
We're speaking with Bonnie Malden of the Malden Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Bonnie, how long should a business owner give a campaign before they should expect results?
It all depends on how competitive the market is, but there are some marketing techniques that you can do online, like SEM, search engine marketing. That's where you get the paid ads at the top of the search engines, where they could start working immediately. As soon as the campaign starts, you can start seeing results from things like that. So I've seen websites optimized where they're found on the first page of Google within 3 weeks of working on the campaign. I've seen it take as long as 6 months. So if you're in a very competitive field, then it's a little bit tougher and it takes a little bit longer. But if you have a specialized niche, you can be optimized right away and start getting results immediately.
So Bonnie, you gave such a great answer before where you talked about the foundation is a good website. And then you started talking about social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. So I'm going to take that question a little bit deeper. What are some of the other ways that maybe you're seeing as emerging platforms for certain businesses, certain niche markets that people might be looking at? What are some of the other things? I think everybody's heard of Facebook, YouTube, and mm-hmm. and that. So what are some of the other things you see?
Yes, absolutely. You want to identify the industry leaders in your field, whether it's a magazine, it's a blog, it's a forum. And you want to make sure you have a strong presence there. So whether you're sponsoring a radio show like this one, where it's targeting business owners and say, hey, this is a great place to advertise, you want to make sure you have an ad on here on this website. You want to make sure.
I like Bonnie. I like the way yeah. she threw that in there. Wasn't that great?
Can we tag that
yes.
and play that back
yes.
On repeat?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Sorry, Bonnie.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, thank you.
But seriously, it is a great way to really target the type of people that you're trying to market to. So if it's small businesses, Business Radio X is a fantastic place to advertise. If you're targeting business or dog lovers or travel seekers, people who like painting, you want to find a website that is focused specifically with that and then sponsor it, put an ad on it, or request to have a guest post on there where you'll say, hey, I'll write a piece, an editorial piece on your website for a link back to my website. Would that be okay with you? And so a lot of times people are looking for great content and they'll say, sure, we'd love to have a piece of content from you and we'll link back to your website. These are out of the box ways that you can market online that are untraditional that people don't normally think about.
Now, speaking of what business owners don't normally think about, talk about public relations and maybe what place public relations has in a marketing strategy?
Public relations is essential for a small business, but it is put on the back burner because people are thinking newspapers, radio magazines, just to place an ad. But public relations is different in that you're getting free exposure. You're not paying for it. And you are asking for people to talk about you, write about you, feature your business in a way that's not in a paid ad. Public relations isn't something you pay for when things go wrong and there's a hair in the soup. Oh, no, we have to fix it. You know, E. coli with, you know, some of the major brands. No, it's something that you can actively pursue if you have a major award, if you have a new service, a new product, a new employee on board, and you want to publicize that. You can get a lot of free press by just writing a press release and asking for the coverage.
So Bonnie, I'm a small business owner, and you gave me some great advice. You've given me great advice through this whole interview. And at the beginning of the interview, you talked about avoid the guy who just says, give me $20 and I'll get you first on Google. So let me ask you to break it down a little bit more, because the obvious answer to how do I pick the best internet marketing firm to work with is obviously the Malden Group. We know that. Okay.
Yes.
But still, we're educational here. So what are some good questions I should be asking? What are some things I should be looking for? What are some, give me some tips as I go in and before I come to you last, mm-hmm. knowing that that's the answer, mm-hmm. help me in some of the other interviews I'm having to know how to find the right marketing agency.
Sure. Well, first you want to verify the legitimacy of the business to make sure they have a business license. You want to ask what types of credentials that person has. What is their training? How many years of experience do they have?
What are some credentials when it comes to working in internet marketing?
You know, having a degree in marketing helps, but isn't always necessary. Having some certifications in digital marketing helps to show that the person has at least been trained in it. Also having certifications like Google certification, Microsoft certification, and there are different softwares that offer certification like Yext. We're Yext certified, where we can take a business and put it on 70 different online directories at once and monitor their reviews. So some of the certifying bodies you want to look for, logos on their website, Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, showing that they're associated with organizations bigger than themselves. Last but not least, and most important, is a list of references. You want to hear the stories and actually pick up the phone and call the people that they've worked with and ask them what those results were like.
Okay. Now, Stephen has asked for an educational moment, but let's give you the chance to talk about the Malden Group and what makes your agency unique.
Yes. A lot of things make us unique and special. I come from a very strong sales background. I was the top salesperson at Fortune 500 companies. So I've always loved sales and marketing since I was 16. I've always been this top salesperson at every single establishment I've ever worked. And so I take that sales experience and I translate that into a digital marketing campaign and a public relations campaign that just knocks results out of the park. So I take the experience of sales and marketing. I take the digital marketing experience, and I've hired a team that specializes in writing, web design, public relations, graphic design. And we work together in concert to build these amazing campaigns that work magnificently, if that's a word, I just made it up, for our clients. And some of the results are astounding. One of our clients went from getting 2,000 hits on their website per month to 16,000 hits on their website per month. They went from 46 leads per month to 164 leads per month. And just imagine how that translates into dollars for a company. So the Malden Group offers internet marketing, public relations, and web design. Those are the three strong areas that we serve our clients with.
That's great. Well, Bonnie, thanks for being with us. But before we let you go, give us your contact information. Tell folks that are interested in you how to be in touch with you.
Sure. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Malden Group. If you Google us, we will come up with two pages of results. So you can just do a Google search for the Malden Group. Malden is spelled M-A-U-L-D-I-N. People mess that up sometimes. the Malden Group, and the website is themaldengroup.com. Again, I'm Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group, an internet marketing and public relations agency for small businesses. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks for being with us.
So I took my education and I could call and do some interviews, but honestly, I could just go to themaldengroup.com and find what I need to find. If you're looking for executive suite space, you could go look all around, you could do an internet search, or you could just come to North Point Executive Suites because they provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. You can visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. You can also visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome, John.
You've got all sorts of enthusiasm today for your last run here,
you know,
don't you?
When you get to meet cool people and you get to have great conversations about good business, I mean, what's more exciting than that?
It doesn't get any better than that.
Well,
right?
Other than hanging out with you, that's just the icing on the cake.
He's a big ball of energy this morning.
And then you add Trey to the mix, and then it's just over the top.
It's getting crazy here in Alpharetta this morning, right? So Mike's going to be back soon and put us all back into shape, right, Stephen?
Yeah, he's going to bring us all down. But I didn't say that. Oh, no.
Okay. Let's move on to Jack Tuzinski. Jack, welcome. Jack is from Family Life Publications. He's the publisher of Family Life Publications. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you very much. Good to be here, John, Stephen.
Thank you. So tell us about Family Life Publications. Give us an overview.
Well, Family Life Publications is one of the, we're the largest direct mailed monthly magazine. We feature family lifestyle things to do, arts, music, entertainment in the area. We're direct mailed, which sets us apart from the competition. And we're reach 25,000 homes every month in North Fulton, the Alpharetta, Milton, Roswell area. And we have some carrier routes over in Sandy Springs and Johns Creek as well.
Jack, let me ask you one very quick question off the top. You said direct mail sets you apart from some other competitors. I don't know exactly what that means, so you can educate me and solve my ignorance, and no one else has to say, well, I don't know that either. What does make that different from other publications?
Well, we actually work with the Postal Service. We give them the magazines, and they distribute them to demographic routes, optimal demographics for our customers and our readers. We want not only results for our clients who actually, you know, we're a free magazine. We come in the mail, but we also want results for the, you know, our clients and advertisers. So we want people who appreciate it. And so that's what we look for.
The biggest difference is some of your, the other competitors, they're just blindly going out to, we do the zip code.
They do
You're
zip
targeting.
Code.
Okay,
we target great. Route by route. So we're getting the best demographics, the best bang for the buck.
I like it.
And it goes into the home. So if we put more magazines through the door in the community, our clients and customers will get more customers through their door.
Thank you.
So, Jack, talk about why did you start the magazine? I mean, you know, print is something everybody's down on, right? So tell us why you started a print magazine.
Well, that's what a lot of people have said over the years, but people still find it very relaxing to read a book or read a magazine. At work, every day, we're inundated with our devices, the cell phone, you know, the tablet, the iPad, the computer. That's what you do at work. When you get home, you kind of want to unplug, unwind, and rest. It's more conducive to a family lifestyle. It's more, and it has more of an imprint. When you see something online, it's fleeting. It does make an imprint. But when you can hold it in your hand and see it, it's there a little bit longer in front of your face, and it makes a better imprint on your mind. There's a place for everything. I do believe that in a cohesive marketing campaign where you do need an online presence, we need one. We're actually a print magazine who embraces the online presence. We've started putting ads on our website for our clients, and we're getting great results for us as well as them for that. You know, doing the back marketing, as Bonnie alluded to earlier, but it's a work in progress. I mean, we're 3 years old and we're moving right along, but we really like embracing the online as well. But people still like to flip through a magazine. FLP, our initials, there it is.
Nice. I like that. Jack, there's got to be some businesses. I'm sure almost any business could benefit from being in your publication. But there's got to be some businesses that really stand out that are just so well suited for the experience you just described so well of a consumer at home flipping through a magazine. What are some of those markets that you're really going after that are better? I won't say better than others, but just are a natural fit.
Well, just anything to do with your family. You've got your medical, your dental field, your entertainment field, things that are going on. We embrace the community, just places to go, things to do. You've got music studios, art studios, any service industry, which is huge out there. Who doesn't like to do an add-on in the spring or, you know, get ready for the fall, you know, work in the garden. You got to do flowers. You have to do tools. You need people involved. There's a lot that goes into a family. That's kind of who we market to, is people who can help families have a better lifestyle at home.
John, if only Jack had been smart enough to name his company after family, since that's kind of the businesses he's going after.
It's too bad he missed that opportunity.
Yeah,
right,
maybe
Steven?
I could give him some advice on that.
Right.
His family life publications.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be looking for you at the end of the show. But we are talking with Jack Tuzinski, and correct. Jack is with Family Life Publications. Steven must have missed that when I announced that earlier, but there you go.
I'm back on it. Okay, let's go.
Good. So tell us, you don't do this by yourself.
No.
So tell us about your staff and the people that help you make this happen every month.
We have a fantastic staff at Family Life Publications. I would say from bottom to top, we do. Well, not quite to the top, but Janet Ponictera, our sales and marketing director, has done a phenomenal job our first 3 years in business. We continue to grow each year. We've improved our quality. We've improved our quantity through distribution. She's been integral in getting us involved in local chambers of commerce. She's very busy in many of those in both Cherokee and the greater North Fulton area, Alpharetta and Roswell as well. I'm not going to use the term I use for in the office, but she knows what that is. If she's listening, she's going, don't say it. But she is a huge part of the magazine. Another huge part is our look and feel of the book. We don't use glossy paper because there are some chemicals in that, you know, we're very environmentally friendly. We use a low impact paper. We're sustainably sourced. All our magazines are, every paper, even our office paper, we are certified sustainable papers. So we're not, you know, messing up environments for the birds and bees and squirrels and the trees and all that kind of good stuff. So we keep that friendly, and we have to. 9 tons of magazines a month, that's a lot of trees out there. Our staff in the art department, those, speaking of feel, our magazines are very easy to look at. They're comfortable to the eye. They're not boxy like you might see in some smaller publications. We're really we're targeting the market who appreciates their time.
You've convinced me that any small business owner, especially ones that deal with families, need to advertise in your publication. Again, break down where you can send these publications. Where is your shipping area? Is it anywhere, or is it really targeted? I mean, you talked about targeted. Are there more targets out there that you're going for? Where's your territory right now?
Right now, we're reaching 25,000 homes in North Fulton, and those are predominantly in the Roswell, Alpharetta, Milton area. Our demographic shifts back and forth. But right now, the average home value that we reach is in the $250,000 to $300,000 range, with the average household income anywhere between $85,000 and $125,000. And of course, that fluctuates from year to year. But we're going to move and shake along with it, and we're going to grow right there with them.
So there is potential, someone listening to this in the future, they need to reach out to you. If they don't hear that area, there might be potential of moving into that area in the future.
Correct.
Awesome.
So, Jack, tell us about the space that you devote in your magazine to community-type endeavors, because I think in looking at your magazine, that's something that stands out for me.
We embrace the community. I mean, that's what community magazines should do. Each month, we feature a community partner in each of our titles, and the way we select our community partner is someone who has a positive impact within the community, whether it's someone working with single mothers or, you know, orphan children or, you know, any underserved child in the area, we work with them, veterans, pets, anything like that, that can make the community better as a whole, is something that we champion, and we give them part of the magazine to do so.
Great. And tell us about the involvement that you have in the community yourself, because you're out in the community. I know actually you're one of the photographers, right? So you're not just behind a desk somewhere. You actually get out and take pictures for the magazine, right? So tell us about being out in the community and the chambers and other community events that you're involved in.
Actually, as a photographer, I've had a photography business, photojack.net, for years. I went solo back in 2001, 2002. I'd worked for several publications in the area, Times Journal, that type of thing. I still do some stuff for Atlanta Magazine on occasion as a photographer, a lot of corporate type of entities. But I really enjoyed the publication industry. So I did my little part here and there with sales, a little bit of writing here and there, but mostly the photography. But a lot of the publishers I worked for went out of business for one reason or another. You know, we all know what happened in 2006, 2008. I basically became a publisher so I could hire myself and give other people jobs as well. So it is a lot of fun to be out there, you know, moving and shaking, and so to speak. It kind of gives me an opportunity to give back to the communities I grew up in, as well as, you know, employment and careers for the people I work with.
Stephen, it sounds like Jack and you and I have something in common, because we think we hired ourselves as well, too, so we wouldn't get fired, right?
I would much rather work 100 hours a week for myself than 40 hours a week for someone else.
You just can't get fired. You can't quit. That's right. the only thing.
Jack, I was just going to ask, just to kind of wrap it up before you tell everybody how to reach out to you. So if I'm a small business owner and I'm looking to start, walk me through the process when I meet with you or when I meet with your staff. Where do we start? You know, what should I expect when I call?
Any small business getting started out before they even open their door needs to have a marketing budget. There are so many businesses that open up, they spend all their money on infrastructure and you know, just the walls and floors, that they don't think about, okay, wow, I've got a business now. I know about it. My friends and family know about it, but who is my market? How can I reach them? And it's, you know, we see a lot of businesses open up these days that are open 3 to 6, you know, 9 months that don't have a marketing strategy in place. It's something you really need to plan for in this day and time, because they are coming and going. A strong internet presence out the door is a great idea, but you need to get your name in front of people. That's the key thing. And so you really need to have a budget in order to do so. Now, contacting us at Family Life Publications, you would generally speak with Janet Ponictera about that. She's our sales and marketing director. She can be reached, you know, 770-213-7095. All that information is on our website at familylifepublications.com. Once you reach with her, we'll sit down with you. We'll come up with a marketing campaign for you. The one-shot ads, those are great for events in the community, but for a business that is longstanding, you will want to think about a campaign, because you want to do the imprints, not only in our magazine, but online and everywhere else. You're going to want to have those imprints. And each of those imprints adds up to an impact. So we'll work with you. Obviously, our photographer will work with you as well. And we'll work that campaign around. You can work with our art department. We do not charge for ad design, which is something a lot of the competitors don't do, or they do. We provide a full service for the ad campaign in our magazine.
So, Jack, you gave us your contact information there, but one other point for small business owners that want to know about your publication, maybe before they call, they can pick it up, right, at various racks around the city. So maybe you might want to mention that. Excuse me.
They can not only pick it up at certain places around the city, but since we are a no-cost publication, we are available entirely online. You can actually go to our website and look at any of our magazines, past or present, online. They're completely there. It helps with our SEO online as well, because you can search, you can find the advertiser's advertisement and find their information. Yeah, we want to reach out to everyone, whether it is in paper or digitally.
Very cool. Jack, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Jack Tuzinski from Family Life Publications.
Quickly, as he said earlier in the interview, familylifepublications.com. You can also call him at 770-213-7095. There, I just gave you a little advertising for free. So,
appreciate it.
Nice. Before we get to our last guest, John, I do need to give a quick shout out to one more of our sponsors, and that is Maria and all the fine folks down at Ferratech. Ferratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service. Ferratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Farratech.com. That's Farratech.com.
And thank you, Farratech, for your sponsorship. And thank you to Kathy Guidry. Kathy is with us, and she is from, speaking of printing, Minuteman Press of Alpharetta. Thanks, Kathy.
John, Stephen, thanks so much for having me today.
So tell us a little bit about your background. What's your journey been to get into business with Minuteman?
So like a lot of people that I've met who've gone into business for themselves, they are recovering from corporate America, and I am one of them. So I left my corporate career in November, and I'm so glad I did. But my background was actually in IT. So, but the wonderful thing about where I was located, which was one of the largest retailers in America, I worked in their branding and imports division. That very large scale knowledge I'm now able to bring to my clients. So those small to medium business owners now, get my branding experience from that large corporation.
Oh, very cool. So you've got large company and small company experience to bring to the table, but why the print business? Why Minuteman as opposed to all the other businesses you could have gotten into?
It's really funny because I never thought that I would become a printer either. So I went to a franchise expo doing all of my research, trying to figure out what I wanted to be as a business owner. And I really enjoyed the printing and being able to be creative. So still, even though, I'm using other people's designs, so to speak, I'm able to bring that creativity, which is something I've always loved as a knitter and a crocheter and a crafter. So, those are the things that I enjoy doing. And then now I can be creative in my business. So when I work 100 hours a week, at least I'm able to be creative.
Welcome to the club.
I know.
So Kathy, for the business owner, I think Minuteman, obviously choosing Minuteman Press, they're a well-known name. They've been out there, but I think sometimes business owners think, "Oh, press. I don't need 1,500 copies of something." So, talk a little bit about the width and the depth and the breadth of what Minuteman can do for a local small business owner.
Right. So, even though we're primarily business to business, we also have a retail presence. So, I do have those stay at home moms and those. People who have their at-home businesses that drop in. And, we will do the single banner. We will do the 250 business cards. So we are a little bit different. We'll make those copies for you. So I like being in the community and offering not only to the business owners, but also the individuals. So that's why we chose a retail space versus going into more of a commercial, industrial space, so that we could be in the community and be involved with everyone, not just the business owners.
We're speaking with Kathy Guidry. Kathy is with Minuteman Press of Alpharetta. Speaking of Alpharetta, why Alpharetta? Right.
So I know having that tech background and Alpharetta being the tech capital of Atlanta now, or a suburb of Atlanta, I just felt at home. And, while I live in Canton right now, I'll be moving into Alpharetta. I really like the area. I know a ton of people here. I knew a ton of business owners already, and it just seemed the perfect fit. And I was so excited that there was not a Minuteman Press location in Alpharetta. So now we are.
That's almost surprising.
I know.
The two answers she's given are so much better than what I thought she might have answered or what I would have answered. Why did you choose to go into printing? Well, I like the smell. Then you're back in that back room. And why'd you choose Alpharetta? Well, it started with A and it was the first one around. So I just thought I'd pick it. It was first open area. So you are so smart. You're so much better than I would have approached this. So let me ask this. And I'm going to go back to my last question because I loved your answer about the at-home business, the stay-at-home mom, the people who need the small jobs. What are some of the larger things that a business owner goes, well, if you're doing those small jobs, you can't do that. So what are some of the things that a business owner would go, wow, you really do that?
I know. So, and a lot of folks say, I didn't know you did that. So, we've actually have done books for some of the local churches. We've done, you know, books for some local authors as well. So those were some of the larger jobs that we've done. Also, we do direct mail campaigns. So instead of someone trying to maneuver the U.S. Postal Service, which I love very much, they can come to me and I'll help them with that. So they never even have to see or deal with the post office. They can come to me and say, Kathy, I want to target this area and this income level. And, you know, I want to send out a mailing that is, you know, 5,000 pieces. And I'll take care of everything from them, you know, for them, from the printing to, you know, making sure it's sorted correctly for our post office, and then also delivering it to the post office itself.
There's a lot of consultation that there. Goes into what you do. So you can be a, I need this real quick. I'm a, almost a commodity,
right.
But there's also a little bit of small business owner. I'm going to be your counselor.
Correct.
About certain areas of your business.
Correct. So, and being able to help the business owner realize everything that we do and everything that we can offer and how we can execute their marketing campaign.
All right. I'm going to ask you maybe an unfair question, but you've been doing this, you're relatively new in the area, but you've been doing it long enough. You've been open for more than a few weeks. Do you got any good stories of a small business owner that you kind of look back and go, wow, I really was their psychiatrist and counselor and saved them a lot of stress? So you mentioned maybe the church. I don't know if that was a particular one, but any good stories? I like a good story.
I know. I know. So actually, I do have a few good stories. But one that is very recent and kind of, you know, it's top of mind is going into restaurants. You really realize you know how much printing is in your life. So when you are out and about, I mean, at home, from labels to, you know, in your car, and you see car wraps to you go to a restaurant and their menus. So, and you know, I even had to go to the manager and go, these menus look really bad, and I can help you out with these. So would you please let me help you? And, you know, they were really, it was kind of shocking because no one had told them that how bad the menus looked. So we actually did pick up that account and helped that restaurant. And they now have beautiful menus that were printed by us. So,
you know, Kathy was really kind. She didn't mention the counseling she did with you on not doing your autobiography. I mean, that was kind of her not
you
to
know,
mention that
John,
story.
That was so. Off air. You weren't supposed to bring that.
We appreciate how kind she is.
Well, so. In that autobiography, apparently I sniffed printing supplies in the back of it, but that's a whole nother, that's chapter seven.
That's right. She'd like bigger runs than what that would involve, I think. But
22. Yes,
that's right. But she does do small jobs. And
that's
so,
right.
But you also do promotional products as well, as I understand it. So talk a little bit about that line of your business.
That is correct. So anywhere from pens to t-shirts to golf shirts to hats. Anything that basically, if you can print on it, we can provide it for you. And that was one thing I really liked about Minuteman Press. You know, the business owner, we get so stressed and you don't want to have to think about, well, I have to go to, you know, this company to get promotional products. I have to go here to get t-shirts and I have to go there to get my printing done and I have to go somewhere else to get my banner. We wanted to be a one-stop shop. So even if it's something that I may not do in-house, then I have created those relationships with other local business owners to be able to offer that service to my clients. So we can relieve some of that stress. So I love being able to do that. And so even though people may say, oh, I didn't know you did that personally, I also try and help them with other things. Like we have one of the best car wrap installers in Georgia, and we can offer that service as well.
Kathy, I think a lot of time when small business owners are listening to people who can help them, one of the things they'll hear a lot is, hey, just call me and we'll do a quick review of what's going on. And I think a lot of times business owners think, I don't have an hour to give to you know, about that. I've got so many other things that I need to do. What I like about your business is if all I need is I just need this printed, you can do it. If they need to ask some questions, you can help them with that. So let me ask you, for the small business owner who's listening, how do you want them to start a relationship with you and Minuteman Press of Alpharetta? Is it a call and let me bring my questions? Is it let me bring my job? What are some of the ways that a business owner can reach out to you and start that relationship?
Great question. There are multiple ways to reach out to us. So, you know, if the fastest way, of course, is to go to my website. alpharetta-ga.minutemanpress.com, and you can submit your request online. And just literally 5 minutes, a little bit of information I need, you can upload the file that you need me to print, and I will return the quote within a couple of hours. So we're pretty quick about returning those quote requests. And then it's kind of an email communication back and forth. I still try and be, you know, very aware of everybody's time and not take up too much of that time. So I try to get everything sort of mapped out in one or two email communications, or a lot of times just pick up the phone. And we can be reached, you know, through the phone, internet, email, all kinds of different communications.
You know, John, I may have a terrible autobiography and I may not have had good ways of selecting a business. Certainly Kathy did much better, but that's two guests in a row that I asked a question and they ended up giving their contact information in the answer. I think I get a gold star from that.
Yeah. You're going out with a,
I am.
Yeah.
I brought my A game today, man.
You really did. Yeah. You're going out with a flame today. So, but you mentioned phone numbers, so let's talk about ways that people can contact you. Give us your phone number and give us also your retail location where people can find you if they want to go visit your shop.
Great. We are located at 6300 Atlanta Highway, Suite 102 in Alpharetta. We are a half a mile south of McFarland on Highway 9, so that's the easiest way to find us. By phone, 470-719-9806. Email alpharetta@minutemanpress.com. And my website again is alpharetta-ga.minutemanpress.com.
Great. Kathy, thanks for being with us. We've had Kathy Guidry from Minuteman Press of Alpharetta.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Stephen, we need to talk about Apex Signs and Graphics.
Tell me about it, John.
Apex Signs and Graphics, whose graphics we enjoy here in the Roswell Infinity Studio. They provide unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. Now,
there's one other thing you need to talk to me about.
Do you remember?
I know exactly what it is. It is the Alpharetta Business Expo.
You really are on fire today, Stephen Julian. So we are a week and a half away from the Alpharetta Business Expo, which will be on August the 26th.
That's Friday.
This Friday.
No, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Friday, depending, August 26th,
depending Alpharetta on Business when Expo. People are listening to this podcast,
sure.
Right? But
yes.
But it will be at?
Oh, man. That I should know, and I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah,
so, but I know it starts at 9 o'clock with kind of a Shark Tank and some real cool interest stuff. And then the official doors open, I think, at 10 or 10:30.
10:30,
and it goes till 4, right?
Until three. You're stumbling around here, but that's okay. We'll get it all worked out.
You know,
here, so.
If people are there at 3 and they're really having a good time, I'm sure you'll let them keep talking.
Yeah, we'll let you entertain everybody after
details.
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah, so. No, seriously, come to the Alpharetta Business Expo, which will be at the Alpharetta Marriott on Windward Parkway, and we will give Stephen directions.
Stephen, plugging it in my phone now.
Stephen will be there along with Mike Salmon.
Da, 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 da. Freshly
back from Brazil.
Yep.
And Mike and Stephen, along with Trey, will be conducting live interviews there. Business Radio X is a silver sponsor of the Alpharetta Business Expo. But we also have a couple of other sponsors here in the studio today. Minuteman Press of Alpharetta is our print sponsor. And we have a bronze sponsor here, Family Life Publications, Jack Tuzinski. So thank you for those two businesses and individuals that are sponsoring us. We're going to have a packed ballroom of 75 exhibitors, 8 food vendors, lots of great networking, the biggest event between now and the end of the year. So come join us on August the 26th. For more details, go to www.alpharettabusinessexpo.com. A reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday live at 11:30 a.m. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on iTunes or online at northfulton.businessradiox.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, North Fulton BRX. So for our producer, Trey Odom, and my co-host Stephen Julian.
John, thanks for letting me be here. I appreciate it.
It's been fun.
I just want to say thank you to Stephen for joining us the last few weeks. And the next time you will be hearing us live, the man, the myth, the legend, that is Mike Salmon, will be back in this seat.
Freshly from Rio, and not merely either. So I am John Ray, and we're looking forward to having Mike back. Join us here next time on North Fulton Business Radio.